Hello and welcome. This is Darius Barzande, and you're tuning into the UWOF Revolution Shift 2012. And I just want to welcome everybody. We have one of my favorite guests, and one of the reasons that I particularly love this call is because we actually are going to be releasing on this call. So many of you are going to get a chance to actually go through and be a part of this and get the release technology and feel it. And many of you who maybe don't get on the phone line are actually going to be able to follow along and use what we're doing with our guest today, Larry Crane, in your life today, right now, and feel something hopefully go away. And I can tell you, I can't make promises, but we've done these calls before and amazing things happen. So this is a huge treat for us. So I want to just say, share this with your friends and family. We always ask you to do this. It's such a cool event. It's such a unique thing that we do. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, uwealthrevolution.com/now. Share this with your family and friends. And then I want to introduce our guest because, as our guest Larry said on the call privately with me, he said, I want to get started. I want to help as many people as possible. And if you're on the Facebook sharing app, tell your friends and family to get on, because there's a tremendous chance for a lot of people to get some very, very amazing release work. So do that as quick as you can, uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. Send in your questions there as well, and invite your friends through Facebook to tune in, because this is going to be an incredible, incredible session. So I want to introduce our guest, Larry Crane. Larry has helped people all over the planet. In fact, he has over 100,000 graduates worldwide of this release technology. And these are people from housewives to returning veterans to people who are, let's say, worried about losing their home in foreclosure, to people who are unemployed, people who have been scarred by war, people who have been scarred by relationships. So many people have released those invisible walls that have been holding him back to create an amazing new life. Now, this proven technology is going to show you and teach you, but also help you release the things that are holding you back. And you're going to learn on this call particularly a few things. You're going to learn why your brain is pretty much like a computer. And most of us, unfortunately, have viruses that impede our relationships and our success. You're going to kind of understand why people who seem to have it all, and a lot of you may be trapped in that idea of, well, if I can just get more abundance, or if I can just get more, or my relationship gets better, and you'll find that even the people that are able to get more and more and more, okay, people like Elvis Presley, late Michael Jackson, that when you achieve success without happiness, you end up losing it, or even worse, losing your life. And why most of us are just kind of operating in what Larry calls like zombie mode. You know, we're slaves to this knee-jerk reaction of life. Well, we are going to actually get you out of that on this call. We're going to go through the processes. And, you know, we talked a lot in the beginning about why we want to send intention energy for people to be happy and loved and clear, even our leaders and our politicians in the world that are maybe making decisions right now. Well, you know, Larry's going to talk about how if we don't address the root cause of anxiety and dread that is part of the human condition and that can be removed easily, why mankind could be headed for a disaster. And lastly, you'll even learn how people with something as serious as post-traumatic stress disorder can develop minds that are quieter than the Dalai Lama's. I want to just give another quick like intro to Larry. I know he's here waiting. He's excited. But his techniques have been taught to Fortune 500 executives, to Wachovia Securities, Goldman Sachs, people like Coach John Wooden, Tom Hopkins, Catherine Ponder, she wrote the book Secret of Unlimited Prosperity, one of my mentors, Norman Vincent Peale as well. He's personally trained businessmen, psychiatrists, psychologists, sports entertainment, celebrities, salespeople, managers, housewives, in the art of letting go of problems and emotions and stress and the subconscious blocks that are keeping people from really living their life the way they're meant to be. He has been featured in TV, newspaper, magazines. He was a former licensing agent for Joan Collins, Winona Judd, and other celebrities, and he's taught the release technique to many celebrities that we can't mention on this call. Larry, welcome to the UWOF Revolution. Welcome back, I should say, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my joy to be here. Thank you so much, Darius. I love being with you.
Larry, we have so much to cover. I know we want to do these amazing sessions too with people, but I want to kind of go back to the beginning, because the beginning started with a man that was named Lester Levinson, and he discovered something that sort of turned a switch on in his life. Tell me about that man and what his life was like before, and then what this discovery did for him.
Okay. Lester Levinson was a physicist and an engineer, and at the age of 42 years old in 1952, he had a second massive heart attack. The doctor sent him home to die. They said you had a few days to live. It was so serious that they recommended that he get loafers so that it wouldn't be a good idea for him to bend down and tie shoelaces. So Lester went home and he said, oh my God, the experts can't help me, can't save me, so I better find an answer myself. Now what physicists do is they go back to the drawing board. When a formula doesn't work, they take an eraser, they erase the whole thing, and they start again. So he started to examine his life, and he noticed that at times when he was positive and loving, he was well, which wasn't that often. He had every illness you could ever imagine. And he noticed that the times when he was ill was when he was looking for love and negative. So he said to himself, if I could get rid of my non-loving feelings, could I get any better? And he stumbled upon a natural technique that each one of us knows how to do, but we forgot. It's a lost art. And he started to unload his non-loving feelings, just like you take viruses out of your computer. You see, step by step, just taking it out. He got rid of all of his non-loving feelings. All of them, not one left. When he got to that place, his body was totally healed. He didn't have to go to a doctor to check him out or all anything like that. He knew he was totally healed, and he never saw another doctor professionally for the next 40 years. Lester had no limitations at all. He also, once he got to that place, he was so positive that it is true that positive attracts positive and negative attracts negative. The difference is we're going to show you how to do it, not talk about it. So what he did is he focused his positive energy on his tendency to make money, lose money, make money, lose money. He was doing that all his life. And when he focused that on, within days, he accumulated multi-millions of dollars. Days. And then he spent the rest of his life helping others find out what he found out. He was that loving that he had the feeling that he had everything. He had everything, so he was missing nothing. When you get to that place where you have everything, all you really want to do is help others. And there's a oneness that comes over you in the form of love, so tremendous that all you do is you give rather than take. Most people are consumers rather than givers. If you really want to turn the corner and have a lot of wealth and a lot of happiness and a lot of health and everything, you got to be coming from a giving place rather than a taking place. But this planet is so full of lacking people that they're operating from a lacking place, which is why everybody's pushing and shoving and fighting. Now, basically, one of the things that recently we talked about, and we have a video on this that we're about to launch virally? Yeah. What happened is most children are happy. Every child is happy, whether they grew up in an unhappy family, a dysfunctional family. They're all laughing and playing. I saw a film the other day on CNN, and this lady was being interviewed in Pakistan, and she was in jail with her two-year-old baby on her lap. The baby was playing and giggling. She was in jail because somebody raped her, and they put her in jail. How's that grab you? And there was a child. Now, what happened to the happiness? Where did it go? Well, somebody did a study, and they found out that mothers are telling children no 80 times a day. 80 times a day.
Oh.
Think you get pretty negative when that happens? Don't do this, don't do that, watch out for this, watch out for strangers. Brainwashing them with fear, saying it's a good thing, stay away from fire, stay away from traffic, all of that stuff. And the poor kids, by the time they get to be 10 years old, they're really messed up. So the happiness disappeared in us. Meantime, it's still there. And I will show you that it's still there by releasing these mental viruses that we've blocked out. It's like clouds in the sky. You know, the sun is out every day, even in England. The sun is out. However, if the sun melts away the clouds, then the sun shines. The same thing. That happiness is there, except you're blocking it with all your accumulated stress and negativity. So I'll show you how to dump it so that you could be happy all the time. Right on this call, you'll experience happiness, laughter, and so on and so forth, in spite of what's going on. And anybody can do it because everybody on the planet is naturally happy and naturally loving. So that's Lester's story.
Wow. Now, from that, you have a story, and you have been successful. You've earned millions of dollars. You were able to do so much. How did you come into this, Larry, and sort of what was your defining moment where you said, I've got to not only change my life, but then I've got to really bring this to the world?
Well, I always thought that if I made a lot of money, I'd be happy. So I went out there and I became aggressive, accumulated lots of things, ended up owning companies all over the world. I was partners with a man called John Huntsman, who was at the White House at the time. His son has just been running for Republican presidential. And I was hanging around with all these multimillionaires and so on. And Time Magazine was writing articles about me. And I was all over the place. I had a beautiful wife. I had a 10-room duplex apartment in Manhattan. And one day, Time Magazine wrote an article about me, and I came home to my penthouse. It was about 9 o'clock on a Friday evening, and I seriously thought of jumping. So I know what happened to an Elvis Presley, what happened to a Whitney Houston, or any of these people. What happens? You get everything supposed to make you happy, and you're still not happy. It's very confusing. I'm lucky that I was never involved in liquor and drugs or drinking or anything else like that, so it never occurred to me to even go in that direction. And I stood on the terrace, and I thought of jumping, and I asked myself a couple of important questions. First question was, what's life about? And the answer came, I don't know. For me, life was just about making money. That was about it. And what am I doing on a planet? I didn't know what I was doing on a planet. There was no reason for me to be unhappy. There was no reason at all. I had all the toys, everything. But same happened to Elvis or Whitney Houston or John Belushi, any of these people. So I decided that I wasn't going to jump, that I was going to find an answer. What that was, I didn't know. I wasn't open for psychiatric work. I wasn't open for, I probably wouldn't even talk to me the way I am today. I just wasn't open, but I needed to find an answer. So I stumbled into a couple of New Age courses and didn't get any answers. They were throwing words out like love and this and that, but I didn't experience anybody loving anybody at all in the room. And fortunately, I began to see that I was a little bit more evolved than I thought I was, and maybe I wasn't as crazy as I thought I was. It took me a couple of years to go through all that stuff, and I began one day, a man introduced me to Lester Levinson. And from that day, my life changed. He gave me the tool that I was missing, the tool that I could get to be happy all the time. And I also got more successful, because as I said, positive attracts positive, and negative attracts negative. So that's what happened. It was just an amazing thing, and anybody can do it, and I'm happy to show you how to do it.
It's an incredible story. I mean, what, you know, compared to what maybe you had looked into before, what your life was like before, what was so different about this technique? Because we're getting a lot of questions in, like Abby is saying, you know, I know someone, or maybe it's her, that studied every prosperity program out there and spend thousands and thousands of dollars, but has yet to get results. How is your method, or how is this method different?
I love that question. It's great. All right. The mind is works like a computer. Who developed computers is minds. That's who invented computers. So computers are built so you don't take it apart. So you don't, by mistake, hit something and take out the valuable information that it has in there. So if you want to delete something in the computer asks you, do you want to delete it, yes or no? And then you have to hit the yes button. Well, our body is letting us know we have a lot of negativity, and I'll show you that when we work, and that you just need to delete that information, and that information gets deleted. Most of it is nonsensical information, useless. So, for example, if you're asking yourself, how do I become rich, and you never experienced being rich, How could your mind give you an answer? If you went on Google and you asked Google, how do I become a millionaire? And Google says, I don't have an answer. How long would you stand there and keep asking Google over and over again for an answer that's not there? If you didn't know how to drive a car, right, and you read a book about it, would you know how to drive a car? The only way you know how to drive a car is to drive it. And the difference between this course and anything else you've studied before is we show you how to do it, not talk about it. So I could tell you that you ought to be a millionaire and pump yourself up and do all the other stuff, and you can visualize things all you want from now till the cows come home. If you have some subconscious means you don't know it's there. It's buried in the form of a mental virus in your mind. And if you don't know how to take that out, it's interfering with your success consciousness. And it's running. So the mind is a collection of conscious and subconscious thoughts. If the subconscious thoughts are more powerful than the conscious thoughts, then that's what prevails. If the positive conscious thoughts are more positive, then that's what prevails. It maybe explain why some people are so loving and so happy and so wonderful and they don't have any toys. They got subconscious programs in there. If you don't know how to take them out and get to the subconscious mind, you're knocking your brains out. You can take all the courses you want. You can listen to all these guys that are telling you what it is they're telling you. But unless they can help you remove it, it's useless. And that's what's happening. Now, this will show you step by step how to take out this negativity. Just like a virus in your computer. Now, everything, when you buy a computer in a store, it works beautifully. But as you start using it, along the way, it could pick up some viruses. Same thing about us. We came here happy, but we picked up a bunch of viruses, right? So if you want to get your computer to go back to its true, pristine self, don't put anything in. Take out the viruses. The more information you put into your computer, the dumber you're getting. Because the real learning is experiential, and that's what we do. We show you, not talk about it. Experiential learning is the way Plato taught, Socrates taught, and Lester taught. Experientially. You couldn't possibly learn how to walk if I explained it to you. First of all, you didn't understand what I'm talking about. But you were determined to walk. And someday, I took you by your hand, and someday, something clicked. And then you knew how to walk, and you walked forever. Same thing about releasing. Now, I'll tell you when you've been releasing before, everybody. Johnny and Jimmy are in the backyard. They're having a great time. They're playing. They're about 5 years old. And all of a sudden, Johnny steps on Jimmy's foot. The next thing you know, they're fighting. And about 2 minutes later, they're back giggling. You know what happened? They knew how to let go. They weren't holding on to it. If that happens to us sometimes, we don't talk to each other for 10 or 20 years. We forgot how to let go. So what Lester did is he discovered how to unlock the science of the mind and how to correct any mental viruses and also prove it in your pocket. It's one thing to psych yourself up, but if you can't put it in your pocket, it's not a good method. This technique will show you how to get healthy and prove it to yourself. It'll show you how to have relationships that you didn't have before that were dysfunctional relationships, how to turn it around, how to have body improvement, get rid of anxiety, depression, and also solve your money problems. I have thousands and thousands of people doing that all the time, using this technique.
I wanted to ask you about two particular things because we're getting a lot of questions in about financial and a lot of questions in about the body or just pains and aches. And I think those are two very powerful things. In fact,
those people should come on the phone. When those people should come on the phone when we have a chance to take the calls, and I'll show you how to dump it.
All right. Well, everybody, we're gonna do this pretty quick here. I want to ask Larry one more question, and then I'm gonna tell you guys how to raise your hand, and then I will just try to take the first few people, as many as we can, to go through this process. And if you're listening at home, you know, you might be able to follow along. I'm not sure, but you can do it as well.
Yeah. So, Darius, I recommend that we can't obviously take everybody's call. But if you follow along, what's going on, if you then email Darius, we'll read what's going on. You'll see that if you just follow along, you'll be able to experience what I'm doing live with somebody else. So don't just listen to it like you're watching a movie. Participate in this call, and you'll get a valuable clarity that you never had before.
I remember there was a video on your site years ago, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, and he basically threw away his cane and his walker after releasing.
Yes.
It was an African-American gentleman. I remember it was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
How does this affect the body when we're holding on to this stress and tension or these negative programs?
Okay, it's real simple. When we have negative feelings, what we're doing is our body is tensing up. When your body tenses up, it can't function properly. It's like having a Charlie horse. You know, it's hard to walk when you have a Charlie horse. So what happens when we don't, when something's off in our body, we start tensing up, and as soon as we tense up and get stressed out of what we call stress, the body can't function properly. So when you totally release, your body relaxes, and the body normalizes itself, and the very best doctor of all is a healthy body.
Mm.
And the problem is with going to, we go to doctors who don't know what they're doing. They're practicing on you, and you have to be patient while they practice on you. And these guys, all they ever did was study medicine. They didn't study health. They know nothing about health. They're only going to medicate you or cut you. That's not going to help you. And many of you on this call have had that happen to you already, and you're in the doctor's hands, and they're killing a lot of people, way more than you can ever imagine. If there's any nurses on the phone, they'll tell you that, what's going on. So this technique is a natural way of getting rid of those negative feelings. You can go to our website. YouTube/release technique. You can see that very film that Darius is talking about. I mean, there's lots of people like that. You see people throwing away their canes.
Yeah.
A lady had muscular dystrophy. She could never walk. She started to walk, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I want to give people a chance just to experience this and then report back what they're feeling. So here's how it's going to work. For those of you that are listening in on the web, I want to hear, as you're following the release technique through sort of our demonstrations, I want you to report back to us and let us know what you're feeling and how it's going. And then here's what we're going to do. We want you to hit *2 on your phone to raise your hand, and then I'm going to just pick people randomly, and I'm going to, you know, basically have Larry work through this with you. I'm sorry.
And also, we don't need to know anything personal at all. Lester was a physicist and an engineer. We're dealing with energy, so we're going to help you get rid of the negative energy, so we don't need to hear the story about it at all or anything like that. Minimal, whatever it is. Okay? So let's go.
All right, so I'm going to ask everybody, follow Larry's instructions because, you know, we'd love to hear everything, but if we can't get to that many people because we're not following the instructions, then somebody might not get the release that they were going to get from the universe today, okay, and from Larry. So I'm going to unmute this first person in Bakersfield, California. It's a 661 area code. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Who's this? Hello?
Yes, are you there? Can you hear us? If we don't hear anything in a minute, I'll go to someone else. Hello? I'm going to go to, there's somebody in Bellevue, Florida. I don't see a name, so that's why I'm not able to say the name. Hello?
Okay, Bellevue, what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, hi. We can hear you and your dog, okay? What is your name?
Hello, this is Ann Crenshaw.
Okay, hi, Ann. So how can I help you, dear?
Oh, I was diagnosed recently with osteoporosis, severe osteoporosis.
Okay.
So how do I release that?
So now that they diagnose you, what are they going to do with you? They're going to dope you up. And is that fixing
probably
it? No.
Probably.
They tried
to do it in the past, and I refused to take the Fosamax.
Well, good for you. All right, so let me show you how to undo this thing, all right? So go ahead and ask your mind if it knows how to get rid of osteoporosis. It doesn't have a clue.
I've been looking.
It doesn't know how to get rid of it. You've tried this and that. I'm talking about a definitive answer, not go here, go there, go to a chiropractor. None of it's working, is it?
No.
So you obviously don't have an answer, right?
Not consciously.
Not consciously.
No.
Well, there is an answer there, but you're not conscious of it. All right, so I'll show you how to get to that answer, all right?
Okay.
But one thing we do have, everybody has one of these, and it's not very good. It told you to beat yourself up. Your mind told you to beat yourself up about it, didn't it? Hello?
I'm thinking.
Well, you're not exactly loving the osteoporosis, are you?
Oh, am I supposed to?
You don't like it, do you? You don't like it. You don't like it.
Well, I don't like the pain in my lower back.
Right. So here's what's going on. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most painful and 0 being the least painful, where would you be?
10 being the least painful?
10 being the most painful and 0 being the least painful, where would you be right now with regarding your back?
I'm probably at a 2 or a 3 right now. I'm pretty good shape, really, as far as the pain. But if I like, go to the garden and weed for several hours, or if I...
All right, well, so look. I want to show you how to dump it, right? So imagine going to the garden and weeding. Just imagine.
Okay.
Don't do it, but just imagine yourself gardening and weeding.
Okay.
So now on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most painful and 0 being the least painful, where would you be?
8.
Okay, so then look what you did. You weren't in the garden and you imagined it. Shows you how your mind feeds you stuff. Can you see that? Now, I can show you how to get rid of that pain, but you're going to have to do something totally different than you used to doing. Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely.
All right. All I need you to do is say yes to the pain, just like you say yes to a computer when a computer asks you, do you want to delete me? If you hit the no button, it doesn't get deleted. If you hit the yes button, it gets deleted. So could you just say yes to the pain so I could help you get rid of the pain?
Yes.
And could you just say yes to the pain? Could you say yes again?
Yes.
And could you say yes again?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes, yes, yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes even more? And hopefully everybody's following along whatever their issue is.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being the least painful and 10 being the most painful, where are you now?
Am I in the garden weeding or am I...
I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're on a moon. Where are you right now with regard to pain?
I have no pain at the moment.
All right. So it went from, you know, went from 8 or 2 down to 0.
Well, actually, Larry, I'm not having a whole lot of pain now.
I'm trying to show you how to, I'm trying to show you how to do it, dear. But the problem is you want to... I'm not sure I can show you how to do this thing because you're really one of those people that rationalizes things. And if you rationalize it, you don't get anywhere. And I'm trying to show you how to do it, all right? So
okay.
Go ahead and ask your mind. You see, you rationalize it. Go ahead and ask your mind if it knows how to get rid of the pain.
Yes, I guess I do.
It does. Well, if it does, then you don't need me on the telephone. Why don't you just do it?
Okay.
Because you don't know how, because the reason you're not getting rid of the pain is you don't have the information in your mind. Can you see that? So let me put you on a worry-free diet. I'll try this one, all right? Now, when somebody has pain, we put them on a worry-free diet. Now, when people get sick, what they usually do is they put them on a chicken soup diet. I'm not going to put you on a chicken soup diet. I'm going to put you on a not-so-bad diet, all right? So whatever I say, you say not-so-bad, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I got a zit on my face.
Not so bad.
And I have a bad hair day.
Not so bad.
And there's some insects in my garden.
Not so bad.
And I'm getting stressed out.
Not so bad.
And I have some pain.
Not so bad.
And it's not going away.
Not so bad.
And I don't know how to get rid of it.
Not so bad.
So I don't know what to do about it.
Not so bad.
And I thought this guy Crane was going to help me this morning.
That's not so bad either.
Right. Now, how does it feel? Do you feel a little lighter?
I do, actually. I do.
All right. That's all we're looking for. Now... When you, if you could be, if that whole thing could go away right now, whatever you call it, they make up all these names, osteoporosis, whatever. If that could go away right now, what would be the word to describe, one word that you could describe that it goes, if it was gone right now? What's the one word you would describe?
Strong. Strong, healthy bones.
Would you describe the word as happiness? Would you be happy?
I would be, sure.
Okay. Well, that happiness is already inside you, but you've been looking away from it. So I'm going to show you how to get to it, right? So feel that happiness inside you right now. Just decide to feel it right now, that happiness.
Okay.
Can you feel it a little bit more?
Right. Okay.
And could you feel it some more, even more?
I'm pretty happy, actually.
All right, good. Can you feel it some more? And
yeah.
More. And even more. And even more. How high is up? As high as you want to go. All right? Now, where's the happiness? Is it inside you or is it inside your body? It's inside
it's
your back or is it inside
around.
You? It's all around you. All right? Good. So if happiness is inside you, right, it's not in something that's going to happen. It's inside you already. And you said you feel it, right?
Yeah, I feel happy. I'm
good.
Happy to be talking to you.
All right, so am I.
I'm happy to be on this call. I'm happy to participate in this global consciousness expansion.
Okay, well, so thank you very much, Ann. Let's give somebody else a chance. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Very cool. Well, sounds like she was having a pretty good day. Let's do this. I want to do this. I want to hear from somebody who is really having like a really tough time right now, or maybe who's had something that they're feeling right at this moment that they want to get released and let go of. So hit star 2 to raise your hand, because I want to be sure that we get just the most people as possible. So I've got Mary. She's from Massachusetts. Hi, Mary. Are you there?
Hi, Darius. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Hi, Mary.
Thank
okay.
You.
So how can we help you, Mary?
Well, I've suffered from severe depression all my life, but right now I'm in that also, but my finances probably reflecting from that space too.
Okay,
so
well,
finance.
When you get negative, it affects everything, right? Do you still have any depression at all?
Yes.
Good. All right. So go ahead and ask your mind if it knows how to get rid of the depression.
It doesn't.
It doesn't know. So asking something that doesn't know is silly. How many times would you keep asking Google if it didn't have an answer? Would you keep looking at an empty file cabinet for an answer over and over and over and over and over again when it's not there? And you've been looking a long time and there's no answer, right? But one of the things that it does tell you, and everybody has one of those, it tells you to beat yourself up about it, about the depression.
Right.
Now, how does that help you?
It makes it worse.
Right. And who's been doing it?
I have.
Yeah. So if you're doing it and it doesn't resolve the situation, now you need to make a decision. I'm going to be positive and love myself, or I'm going to be negative and beat myself up. What do you decide?
Positive and love myself.
Good. So could you let go of disapproving of yourself? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself a little bit more? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself some more?
Yeah.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself even more?
Yes.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself even more?
Yes.
And even more?
Yes.
And even more?
Yes.
And even more?
Yes.
And even more?
Yes, yes.
And could you give yourself some approval just because it's a smart thing to do?
Yes.
Could you give yourself a little bit more approval?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about the depression now? A little less positive?
Yeah, I feel lighter, yeah.
Lighter is all I'm looking for. So is
right.
there any depression? Do you feel any depression right now at all?
Maybe, no, I'm actually, I feel pretty good.
Well, where did it go?
It's gone.
We started to take you out of your mind. Do you understand that?
Right.
Okay. So yeah. Let's go a little further now with regard to your money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you see that you're worried or you're frustrated about it?
Yeah, I'm very worried. I'm frustrated.
Okay. Have you ever worried yourself out of a problem?
No.
Do you know anybody on the planet that ever worried themselves out of a problem?
Right. No, it's a waste of time.
So it's a lack of clarity, but nobody showed us how to stop, right? So I can
right.
show you how to get rid of it. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worrisome and 0 being the least worrisome, where would you be?
Right now I'd say a 10.
Okay, good. So all I need you to do is to say yes to the worry. You see, that's your body letting you know that it wants you to get rid of it. But nobody showed you how to do it, you see.
Okay.
So it's asking you, could you please delete me? But you've been fighting with it and saying no. So all I need you to do is say yes to the worry so I could help you get rid of the worry. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
And could you say so? Could you say yes to the worry?
Yes.
And could you say yes to the worry some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes even more?
Yes.
And could you say yes even more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
All right. Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worrisome and 0 being the least worrisome, where would you be now?
Maybe a 1. It's really strange.
Well, the same thing. If you start deleting something in the computer, it gets deleted, but nobody showed you how to do it. Now, this is going to surprise you, dear. But go ahead and ask the worry. Talk to the worry and ask the worry if it wants to leave. Just ask it if it wants to leave.
Yes, it definitely wants to leave.
Right. Okay. So just say, worry. Say it. Worry.
Worry.
I unconditionally love you.
I unconditionally love you.
And I unconditionally give you permission to leave.
And I unconditionally give you permission to leave.
Mm-hmm. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worrisome and 0 being the least, where would you be?
There's no worry at all. Least.
Right. Okay. Now, do you notice how nice you feel?
Yeah, I'm smiling and I'm sitting up and I'm...
Right.
I was laying on the couch and it's a whole different world. I feel like I could be in the house again. All right.
So now we got you to the place where you've always been, happiness. It's there. It's love. It's happiness. Can you feel that nice, warm feeling?
Right, yes.
Allow that to expand.
Please.
It's been there, but you were looking away from it. And allow it to expand some more. And some more. And some more. Now, is it more possible to turn your situation around or less possible?
More possible, yeah.
All right. So Henry Ford said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't. So we show you how to get rid of any I can'ts. Turn the whole thing around and get. When you get to positive, then you get to a place where you know that you know that you know. And then you don't have any more limitations. That make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Later on, we'll tell you how to go get the whole course, because if all it is to say yes, I don't need to do this whole thing with 17 CDs and a whole program which gets you free coaching. You know, the mind is a very complicated thing unless they unlock the science of the mind, knows how to deal with it. Okay?
Yeah. How long would it take to stay, just continually use the product and it will now stay in the space? Is that all I need?
Well, it's 17 CDs, comes with a workbook, comes with free coaching. As far as I know, nobody does that. We give you free coaching. So people standing by, once you have the course, you do it, and... we're going to give you a discount and so on and so forth so you can find out how to do it. And at the later on, Darius will tell you how to do it. But basically, people sometimes do it in only a couple of days. Some people take months. Some people do it in weeks. It depends on how much you participate
much you
in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so
All right.
much,
Thank
Larry.
You, Mary. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Who's next, Darius?
Wow. Thank you, Mary. Well, I want to do this. We've had a bunch of people actually in the audience world having a shift in their life. Barbara said from Winnipeg, I've had a pain in my sciatic nerve all weekend. After the first caller, it's gone completely. Yet another person, Rolanda from Lincoln, Nebraska, said, thanks, Larry. I did the exercise, and the pain in my lower back and my hips are gone. So let's do this. Let's unmute somebody else. We've got, somebody here from Wakefield, Massachusetts. It looks like it's a 339 number. Hello in Wakefield. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. How can we help you, dear? What's your name?
This is Asha.
Okay, how can we help you, Sasha?
So I feel that that I have an obsession with money, and I'm feeling broken, and feeling that if I can fix this in myself, I can help the world.
Okay. So can you see that you're frustrated about that, dear?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How does it help you to fix the world by being frustrated?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. And who's frustrated?
Me.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrating and 0 being the least frustrating, where would you be?
10.
All right. I can show you how to get rid of that frustration, but you're going to have to delete it just like you do in a computer. You see, you've been saying no. You've been saying no to it, so it isn't going to go away, right? So I can get you to get rid of the frustration, but you're going to have to say yes to it. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
All right. So could you say yes to the frustration?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes even 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 more?
Yes.
And even more?
Yes.
Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrating and 0 being the least frustrating, where would you be now?
2.
So it went down from 10 to 2 in about 2 seconds, 30 seconds, 20 seconds,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. Oh. Now go ahead and ask the frustration if it wants to leave.
Yes.
Right.
It wants
it can't
to leave.
Leave. Look, you know whose frustration it is? Yours. And it can't leave unless you give it permission to leave, any more than something can be deleted in your computer unless you hit the delete button. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Works just the same. So just say to the frustration, say it.
Frustration.
I unconditionally love you.
I unconditionally love you.
And I unconditionally give you permission to leave.
And I unconditionally give you permission to leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrating and 0 being the least, where would you be now?
2. I don't feel frustration in this moment.
It went away.
0. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you had a lot of money right now and your money problem was totally solved this moment, could you say that you'd be happy?
Yeah, I would be happy.
Feel the happiness right now. Right now. Just get the feeling I have the money now. Right now. And get that feeling of happiness right now.
I got it.
All right. And allow that to expand. Now we'll get in touch with where it really is, inside you. Instead of looking away, just allow that energy to expand. And some more. And do you feel happier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I didn't give you any green pieces of paper. I didn't solve your financial problem, but you feel happy. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, happiness, positive attracts positive, and negative attracts negative, right? Now, could you be happy if you don't have any money?
Yeah.
It's inside you, right?
Yeah.
Can somebody take it away from you?
The happiness?
Yeah.
Unless I choose to give it away, yeah, it's here.
Bingo.
Right.
It's inside you. It's never been outside you. Can you see the difference?
Yes, thank you.
And look, you're laughing now. You see that? Now get the feeling that the money that you need in your life is yours right now. Get that feeling. Make a decision. It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And get to the place where you know that you know that you know that you know that it's yours. Get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
I'm here.
How does that feel?
It feels powerful.
You got it. Now you're sitting there with Warren Buffett. You see, he's not lacking money. He has it. He has it. He's not lacking it. He has it. And that's just the mental attitude that we can show you how to get to by getting rid of your I can'ts and turn it all around and get to a place where I can. It's mine. Does that make sense?
I love it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sasha. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sasha. Wow. You know, I had a moment where I kind of, it clicked in me, and I think clicked in a lot of people listening in. We're getting a bunch of comments back that everything you want that you think is on the other side of all the stuff that you're supposed to get to or become or have is already yours. And the sooner you realize that, you could get all the other things, the money, but you could still not be happy. And if you just realize that you already have the happiness that you're trying to get to from that other thing, you'll get the happiness first, and then you'll get all the other stuff that you wanted.
Right. Positive attracts positive. Positive attracts positive, and negative attracts negative. So the mind is always promising. My mind was always promising me way back when, because I grew up in a very, very poor family. And it always told me that I'll let you be happy, Crane, when you have lots of money. And it's a liar. It's a liar. I had the money and I still was unhappy. You follow me? But when I learned the release technique, I got happy. I got happy, which is way more important than green pieces of paper. And I also got more money. It's the happiness. It's the positive. It's the love that gets you goodies, not the other way around. You see? But we got it mixed up because we're listening to a thing called the mind, which tells us to beat ourselves up. Now, what kind of friend is that?
You used to tell me a story, even we talked privately, about how Lester controlled millions of dollars of property. Mm-hmm. And because people would just, you know, like people were just giving him businesses and properties and things because of the way he was in the world.
He was just coming from love. He accumulated, once he went free and got rid of all his illnesses, he just turned his direction in a positive direction towards financial. And he accumulated 23 buildings in Manhattan without any money. 23 buildings in Manhattan without any money.
In Manhattan.
And then he told me around, here's a man that had no limitations at all. And then he turned around and he said, I gave him away. You see, you wouldn't give it away if you didn't know you had it, that you could have it anytime you want. He knew he could have it anytime he wanted. I said, you gave it away? I never heard anybody talk like that.
I
said, who'd you give it to? He said, I gave it to some people who would treat the tenants nice. Now go deal with that one. When you know something, he went into Sedona, Arizona, which he headed for, and he accumulated 300 of the most valuable acres in Sedona with no money down. So a guy like Warren Buffett, he gave away $38 billion about 3 years ago. Now why would he do that? He knew he could get it back. He wouldn't have given it away if he didn't think he could get it back. He didn't think about it. He knew it. And today he's worth $58 billion or more. Who knows what?
Yeah.
He's coming from a place of having rather than coming from lack.
Here's a question for everybody. What if everything that we want is already ours and the only thing keeping us from it is our mind, is our feeling of lack, is our feeling of separateness?
I say that's the only thing that's holding us back.
Yeah.
And this will show you how to master that mind. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like being a superhero, you know? It's like you realize you have these powers that you can create anything you want and have it. And I love this. Let's awaken a few more people. I know we're getting close to the hour. All right, I'm going to lower everybody's hands. I want to hear from somebody that's just really in a tough space right now, maybe emotionally or physically, and really needs this you know, if you need it, hit star two, and you really need this time, hit star two. I wanna reach out to you. All right. Well, I've got somebody calling from Tallahassee, Florida. Unmute the line. I'm so sorry if I'm not getting to. There's literally tens and tens and tens of people raising their hands here. Hello from Tallahassee.
Hello. How are you?
Okay. What's your name, dear?
My name is Leilani.
Leilani, how can we help you, Leilani?
Okay. How do you deal with a lifetime of negativity? You have negative parents, you have negative surroundings, but you are constantly fighting and fighting and fighting to remove negativity.
All right. It's real simple. It's not that complicated. Because you're fighting with it, you're keeping it. You don't realize that. You're fighting it. All right? So look, can you see that you've been resisting your negativity? You don't like it, right?
No, I don't.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most resistant and 0 being the least resistant, where would you be?
10 plus.
Okay, good. So you want to delete that, you see, and you're not deleting it. You're fighting with it, and you're beating it up. Can you see that?
I see that.
That's keeping you negative. You're feeding negativity. You're feeding more negativity into a pocket of negative energy. So what I need you to do is to say yes to the negativity, so I could help you get rid of the negativity. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely.
All right. So just say yes to the, on a scale of 0, you said you're 10. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most negative and 0 being the least negative, where would you be?
A 10.
All right. Could you just say yes to the negativity so I could help you get rid of it?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes again?
Yes.
And could you say yes again?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes even 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 more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And even more?
Yes.
Now on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most negative and 0 being the least negative, where would you be now?
I believe I'm at a 0. I feel fantastic. Does this also work with cancer? Does negativity bring on diseases and physical ailments as well?
All of it is. The so-called experts have discovered that stress causes illnesses, and they say some of it. I say all of it. We've got people getting rid of every illness you ever heard of, epilepsy, Alzheimer, cancers, heart attacks, you name it.
Yes, I'm fighting cancer.
Well, as long as you keep disapproving of it, it's not going to go away.
So do I address that the same way that I address the negativity?
Yeah. Look, that's true. But can you see that you've been saying no to the cancer?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going away, is it?
No.
All right. So all I need you to do is say yes to the cancer so I can help you get rid of it. Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst cancer and 0 being the least cancer, where would you be?
10.
Okay. So I need you to say yes to the cancer. Could you say yes to the cancer?
Yes.
Could you say yes some more?
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 Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most worried and 0 being the least worried, where would you be now?
I'm at a 0. I'm not worried at all. I just let it go.
All right. How does that feel?
I feel great. Honestly and seriously, I feel a shift in my energy right at this very moment.
Okay, so I'm not going to give anybody a snow job here. That's not my my job here. I really, truly want to help
people.
I feel
like crying. I really feel.
Well, feel the happiness. It's okay. It's tears of joy. It's not sadness.
It is.
Right? Yeah. Now, look, the mind is a complicated thing. So we're going to tell you all about this release technique course, which comes in 17 CDs, comes with a workbook, and it comes with free coaching. And the mind has been around a long time, and we get brainwashed with all of this stuff about diseases and all the other stuff, and
yes.
these so-called experts don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so Lester unlocked the science of the mind, but you have to use the technique to the totality of it. If it's simple as to say, yes, I'm a wealthy man, and I don't need to be on this call and charge any money for anything. The thing is, it has to be, you have to practice it. It's a skill you have to practice. So it's mm-hmm. far more than just saying, yes, I'm giving you a small sample of how easy it is to get positive.
But that is
but
so
it's
powerful.
It's a lifetime of stuff. You have to have the tools to be able to do it, and we're going to give it to you, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, dear. Okay, who's next? Got time for one more, Darius?
Yeah, we do. That was very powerful. Okay, let's get one more. I'm gonna take Donald. It looks like it's in. He's in California. 949. Hi, Donald. Are you there?
Yeah, it's actually Gwen.
All right, Gwen. How can we help you, Gwen?
You know what? I have had a fear of driving on the freeway for years. And I've tried everything to get rid of it.
And you live in California.
I do. And it's so hard. And it,
all right,
it makes
I can
me
show
angry.
You, like, I can show you. Look, I can show you how to get rid of that, all right? It's not
okay.
too difficult, all right? And we've got right. people that couldn't fly, and, you know, they start flying, and they do all kinds of things because it's an eliminating thing. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 0 being the least fearful of driving, where would you be?
9.
All right. All I need you to do is to say yes to the fear. You see, the fear wants
yes,
to leave,
yes.
but you're not letting it leave. You see, it's stuff like when you go to the bathroom, your body lets you know you have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Well, that fear is telling you there's something wrong, there's something negative in your body, and it's asking you to please let it go, but nobody ever showed you how to let it go. So
yes,
you've been fighting with it, all right?
Yes.
So could you just say yes to the fear so I could help you get rid of it?
Yes to the fear.
And could you just say yes? Why yes? Just yes?
Yes.
And could you say yes again?
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 Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And some more?
Yes.
And some more?
Yes.
Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 0 being the least fearful, where would you be?
You know, right now, thinking about it, it feels like 0.
All right.
But, you know, if I get into the car, I'm not sure how
well,
I feel.
Well, okay. You know, if you got rid of it now, because a few minutes ago you were 10.
Yes.
If you had the tools to do it when you get in it. Now, picture yourself in the car right now, this minute.
Okay.
You're about to get in the freeway. On a scale
yes.
of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 0 being the least, where would you be?
Probably a 6.
Okay, but it's not 10.
It's not.
And you're 10. In the car, right? Okay.
Yes. I'm in my mind. I'm the route I'm
say,
following.
Just say yes to the fear.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 0 being the least, where would you be?
Feels like a 0, and I'm picturing this spot in my mind where.
Okay. So, it's not that difficult. The thing is, you have to practice it. It's a skill.
Yeah.
And you can, Lester discovered how to master your mind, master your body, and master your universe. Total master your mind and your universe and everything else involved.
I believe that.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, we have a safe driver on the road here in California.
Wow. Well, what was incredible was she went from a 6 and then she went down to a 0 that fast.
Yes. Okay, so look.
Do we have... Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was asked, Larry, do we have time for one more? I really want to...
Sure, I can stay here all day long. It's not a problem for me.
Okay, well, we've got one more, and maybe a little shorter, so... I really want to help somebody. I'm going to lower hands again. If you really have something right now you're facing, you're in it right now, it's something that you're going through at this very moment, I want to give you that gift. Okay, we've got David here who has raised his hand. Hi, David. How are you?
This is Shirley.
David.
Thank Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Shirley.
Yes,
okay,
thanks.
Shirley, how can we help you, dear?
I have a blocked ear. My left ear is very blocked and congested and has been all weekend.
All right.
I've had this before.
All right,
but
not a problem. Not a problem, dear. All right? So go ahead and ask your mind if it knows how to get rid of the blocked ear.
No.
It doesn't have a clue. It never had a clue.
What happened before, and I was able to successfully relieve
it. Well, but you've been asking your mind for a week, and it doesn't tell you how to get rid of it, does it?
No.
So asking something that doesn't know is silly. Can you see that?
Yes.
But one of the things it does, and everybody had one of these, it told you to beat yourself up about it, right?
I've had a feeling of guilt regarding it, yes.
Right, well, that's beating yourself up, so how does that help you?
Well, I know it's delaying the healing that I
know
will
come. How does it help you, dear? It doesn't help you, does it?
No.
All right, so I can show you how to get rid of it, all right?
Thank you.
Now, you need to make a decision. I'm going to love my ear, or I'm going to beat it up. What do you decide?
I love it. I
all
love
right.
my ear.
So could you give your ear some approval? Yes or no?
Yes,
could you give your ear some more approval? Yes or no?
Yes.
And could
I
you
can.
Give your
yes.
ear some more approval?
Yes.
And could you give your ear some more approval?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And more?
Yes.
And could you let go of disapproving of your ear?
Yes.
And could you let go of disapproving of it some more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
Now could you give your ear some approval?
Yes.
It's your ear.
Approve.
Could you give it some more approval? Could you?
Yes.
Could you give it some more approval?
Can, yes.
And more?
Yes.
And more? Now check your ear and see how it feels.
It's draining. It feels like it's draining a little now.
Right. Right.
It was.
No. Now look. If you take a stick and you hit your ear, it's not going to work too well. And that's what you've been doing by beating it up. Can you see that?
Yes.
The ear was saying, "Please fix me." And this is what happens with illnesses. They say, please fix me. You got a headache, you got a pain or whatever. It says, please fix me. So what do? Nobody showed us how to fix it. We send it negative energy and beat it up. Well, how could it get better when you're beating it up? You need to let go of disapproving of it and send it approval, and then it'll fix itself. Now, the guilt that you had. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most guilty and 0 being the least, where are you right now?
I don't feel guilty. No.
I wonder how that went away so fast. Maybe you got more positive, you see?
Yes.
All right.
Trying to send
So go ahead and ask the guilt if it wants to leave.
Yes, it does.
It does want to leave. Well, it needs your permission to leave. You get it?
Yes.
So say to the guilt, I unconditionally love you. Let me hear you say it.
Guilt, I unconditionally love you.
And I unconditionally give you permission to leave.
Unconditionally give you permission to leave.
Okay, so where are you now? On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the guiltiest and 0 being the least, where are you?
1. I don't feel guilt regarding it. But
okay, but listen. If you got a virus in your computer, sooner or later it's going to get more. So having 1 is good, but let's get to 0, right? Now, where's the value in being guilty? First of all, does it feel nice?
No.
It doesn't feel nice. And whose guilt is it? It's yours.
No.
It doesn't belong to somebody else, does it?
No, but
no. So it's yours, right? And so there's some, and it said it wanted to leave. Did I hear you right? It said it wanted to leave.
does, yes.
All right. So where's the benefit of being guilty? Is there any benefit whatsoever?
No, there isn't. But,
all right. So if there's no benefit whatsoever, could you now just allow it to leave? I love you.
Love you.
I unconditionally love you.
Unconditionally love you.
Thank you for helping me, but I no longer need your help.
Thank you for helping me. I no longer need your help.
And I honestly give you, and I unconditionally give you permission to leave.
I unconditionally give you permission to leave.
All right. Now where are you?
Okay. I feel lighter, but the ear still hurts. But that'll come. That will. I know
well,
it's going to resolve.
If you keep beating it up, my dear, it's going to keep hurting. Now, could you just now look? I'm going to put you on a worry-free diet, okay?
Yes.
So whatever I say, you say not so bad. Okay?
I say, yeah.
Not so bad, right? Oh, I got a zit on my face.
Not so bad.
I mean, and my hair doesn't look so good today.
Not so bad.
And my mascara is running.
Not so bad.
And my husband looked at me funny this morning.
Not so bad.
And I don't know what to do about it.
Not so bad.
And my ear is liable to hurt again.
Not so bad.
I don't know what to do about it.
Not so bad.
All right, I'll beat it up.
Not so bad.
Well, that doesn't work.
Not so bad.
Oh, I'll try to figure it out.
Not so bad.
But I don't know.
Not so bad.
So how does it feel?
Well, I feel better.
Okay, and that's not good enough for you, Shirley.
I understand. It's a blocked, it's a pressure-filled ear, like when you're in an airplane. And it's just
my dear,
pressure.
You're putting the pressure on it. Because you still don't like it, do you?
It's uncomfortable.
It's your ear. Are you going to love your ear or are you going to hate it? Just say to your ear, I love you. Just say it.
I love you.
I love you, ear. I love you. Say it.
I love you, ear. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I really love you, ear.
I really love you, ear.
I really love you.
I really love you, ear.
And I love you if you hurt.
Love you if you hurt.
And I love you if you don't hurt.
I love you if you don't hurt.
I just love you.
I just love you.
Now, how does it feel?
Okay. It's better, yes, it does.
All right, that's showing you it gets better.
Yeah, it will.
Now, if you keep beating it up, it won't go away. If you keep loving it, it'll go away. That's the simple facts. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Sure. Wow.
So, Darius, let's tell them how they can get this whole release technique set.
Yeah, I do. Go
ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, it was pretty amazing because she not only, you know, she got these different levels of releasing, and then, like, she had the physical pain start to go down, and then she had other things go away, and it's like she removed a couple things there, and so I just think it's just an astounding thing that what you're teaching is so simple, but you actually had these dramatic results. We had another person, Jennifer, Larry, who wrote in before the call. She said, I really am just having a huge challenge in my life with a divorce situation and haven't been able to find peace for a while. And now she says, this is amazing. I feel much better. I'm finally finding peace about my situation.
Right. Well, this will work on any possibility that you can ever imagine and get rid of your limitations. But as I said before, it's a definite skill. The mind is a complicated thing, and it doesn't go away so fast any more than you can erase your computer that fast. So it takes a practice, you know. Some people are going to try to do it themselves, and it's okay if you want to try. However, The best thing is to bring it when your computer's not working right. You can mess around with it, or you could bring it to a shop with somebody who really knows what they're doing and really knows how to fix it. So that's what I would recommend. So we have a course called the Release Technique. It comes on 17 CDs. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee from the time you read it, you have it, rather. And it comes with free coaching.
Mm.
And the normal price is $279. $279. However, we're going to give you a discount of $82 off the regular price, so you can have it for $197. Again, it comes with a money-back guarantee, and it comes with coaching. And the discount code is WR12. WR12. You want to tell them how to get there?
Yeah, let me let people know. There's some pretty cool things on this page. There's a video from a lady, Mary, that's just pretty amazing, and a bunch of other things, and we'll talk about them, and some other bonuses that Larry's including. But it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, uwealthrevolution.com/Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. And when you check out, you need to enter in WR12. And that will take off $82 from the order, so you get the special rate. And then, Larry, you also have quite a few bonuses you're including as well, I believe, correct?
Yes. Well, we said is that there's a bonus ED. I mean, I know Darius a long time, and he has a picture of me in bed with a goat. So we said we got to make this even more special. So I added more bonuses. And there's a book by Les Levinson called The Power of Love. It's an e-book that you'll receive. There's another book, which is a book about life. It's a total book about life. It's any page you turn to is a wow. And that was also by Les Levinson. It's called The Ultimate Truth e-book. And then I'm going to throw in an MP3 called Dropping Fear and Worry Once and For All. So in addition to all those bonuses, you got 8 different bonuses all over the place. And it's the biggest bargain in the world. I'm telling you right now, you can get rid of any problems you have and turn your life around, because I did, at a terrible time. I mean, I really was on a thinking of jumping. It took me 2 years to get out of it, and then I ran into Lester and my life changed, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Hmm. You know, for people right now that are going through challenges, I one of the things I love about what you've done is the people, the stories, you know, like that gentleman that threw away his cane, his walker, and the people that released the diseases and challenges. But a lot of people, you know, like this one story I always love, where, you know, this guy went from being broke to making $75,000 a year. He says, I attended the live class in L.A. I was totally broke. I had difficulty making a living. I kept using the release technique, and now I'm making $75,000 per month, per month, and it keeps going up every month. You know, what happens when somebody gets rid of all that stuff, the fear, the blocks, the judgment? I mean, you know, what in their money situation, I mean, how does that translate into more money and wealth?
Well, again, positive attracts positive, and negative attracts negative. I'm telling you right now, I deal with thousands of people, Darius, and
yes,
I get a lot of calls from people, and basically, if they're financially deficient, they're also usually physically deficient, because you're negative.
Mm.
And the more negativity you have in your body, the more your body gets affected, and the more your pocketbook gets affected. So what I say to people, I tell people, if you haven't got enough money to do what it is, you need to do something to get positive. Invest in yourself, because the more you self-invest, the more you appreciate yourself, the more you become appreciated. So you got to get to that place where you're just 100% happy, you're 100% loving yourself, and you need to do whatever you can to do this thing. So I tell people, if you're negative and you don't have any money, I don't know what, hock your socks and your shoes and your ring and get positive. Because positive attracts positive and negative attracts negative. Sitting in your house and worrying about it is never going to get you anywhere. You got to do something about it. And you know something, when somebody really wants something in their life, you see a lot of people in poverty-stricken areas, and they got a beautiful television set on the wall because they decided they wanted to have it. So if you really want to have this thing, just make a decision. I'm getting it, and nothing's going to stop me, and watch what happens. Because the mind is creative. You see, you're creating whatever it is. You can create positive, or you can create negative. Mm. And if you're creating negative, it's only because you're holding in mind negative. It's like loading a picture in a movie camera with a negative picture, and you project it on a screen. It's just a projection on the screen, but you know, if you stepped in front of the projector, there's nothing on the screen. It's blank. And you step away and the projector gets, the negative picture projects again. But if you put a positive picture in by getting rid of the negative, then that's what projects on the screen and that's what happens in life. Positive attracts positive, negative attracts negative. And Lester got rid of all of his negative feelings. I mean, I hung around him for 22 years. The man had no limitations at all, none whatsoever. And we have thousands and thousands of people using this technique to get rid of every illness you could ever imagine. Financial situations turn around, relationships, situations with children, parents, spouses, someone, all dissolve by getting positive and understanding what love is. See, most of us don't really know what love is. For most of us, what love is, as long as you do what I want you to do, I love you. And the minute you don't, I don't love you. And that's what the lady with her ear was doing. She needed to love her ear. But she said, I'll love you as long as you go away. It isn't going to go away. It'll go away when you love it 100%. Unconditional. Unconditional. And we show you how to do it. When you're used to beating yourself up and it's a habit, it's a little difficult to get to do this. But we can show you how to do it in a very simple way. And that's why we have free coaching available.
Yeah, let me give people the information again, then I'll ask you just real quick about that coaching. It's at YouWealth, Y-O-U, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, revolution.com/Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. And you need to mention code WR12 because you'll also get $82 off plus some additional bonuses. And tell me, Larry, when someone gets this and they go through it, how does the coaching work?
Well, we recommend that you don't call right away because you got to get into it, and so the coach can't very well help you if you're not practicing it. But, you know, once you get into one or two or three CDs, and most people don't get stuck because we really have step-by-step how to do this thing. You just follow the instructions step-by-step. You can't miss. However, some of us are a little, we don't see it. We don't get clear about it, in which case you pick up the telephone and somebody's available. I've trained a bunch of people that are 100% loving. They're not looking to sell you anything. They're just here to support you, and they'll help you get back on track.
I remember one time you told me you would only let certain people teach this. They had to be successful in their own life. They had to really be independent from all this for them to teach it and be a part of what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I have people that write me an email. They say, hey, I'm a psychologist or I'm a doctor, and I'd like to show this to my parents, my patients. Can I do that? It's like, wait a minute. You didn't even get to use it. How long does it take for you to be a doctor? Several years, right? This course, in order to teach it, you have to be proficient at it. It's not something that you hope, I learned this thing, and now I'm going to go out and teach it to people. That's a big mistake. The mind is like a treacherous, tricky thing that doesn't go away so fast. So if you saw a surgeon opening up a head and you weren't queasy about blood, it looks easy. But if you tried it on somebody, the chances that they'll die. So you have to practice it. It's a skill. And all the people that I have doing this thing, they're all financially sound. They're also healthy and happy, or I wouldn't let them. If you don't know how to hit a home run, you can't show anybody else how to hit a home run. You got to know how to do it yourself. So you're talking
to
very
successful
people on the phone.
Yes, let's do this. I'm going to give people the link one more time. I want to get one or two questions, maybe just one, and then we can.
I'd like to hear some of the people that emailed you that were participating on their own and find out a little bit how they've done. That's interesting to me.
All right, let's do this. Everybody, send in how this call has shifted you, what you experienced. Let me know. Do that now if you're at the Q&A box. Let me know what's going on. And let me get a question here that was coming in I wanted to ask. Someone was asking about, Maxine was asking about stopping smoking. She's trying to stop smoking. She's tried everything, breathing exercises, hypnotherapy, et cetera, and there's still a lot of tension. Does this help with things like that, Larry?
Absolutely. Got rid of every kind of addiction that you can imagine, including people are on cocaine and whatever, any kind of a drug or oil or anything like that, and smoking is a drug. It's easy. That should take you days if you just apply yourself.
Days. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 Very, very cool.
See, there's a program.
See,
Darius, there's a program in there that says that smoking is a good thing for me. I like it. It's nice. You follow me? So when you take apart the program that says it's good, if you really were discriminating, you realize that blowing some smoke from a leaf in your lungs is not very smart. But if you got a program that says it's a good thing to do, and a lot of it has been built up with peer pressure when we were children, you see? So you got to go in there and take out those subconscious programs that tell you that smoking is good. And when you release on it, the feeling is like, I don't really ever want to smoke again. It's gone. You don't have to drink coffee. You don't have to overeat. You don't have to do all kinds of stuff. The whole program is just out. You remove the whole program, and that's the end of it. No torture, no suffering, no depriving yourself of anything.
All right, we've got Jackie wrote in. She said, I used the technique on fear, and it took mine down to zero. We also had another person who said they had a tremendous pain in their sciatic nerve, and that now is gone. We've had a bunch of other people with a bunch of things. Now, I want to ask this question. Who is this not for? I mean, is there a person that this really, that could not use this or maybe doesn't have, you know, it just wouldn't be for them?
Well, we've taught this to five-year-olds, so it's not that difficult to do. But you have to be willing to apply yourself.
Okay.
If you think just by listening to this thing, you put it on the CDs on while you're sleeping, your problem's going to go away. No, it's not. You have to apply yourself. It's a step-by-step of how to do it. So anybody who's really serious about it and applies themselves can't miss. That's it.
Beautiful. Harish from Bahrain. We have an international audience here. Larry, he said, hi, Darius. I am on the call live, and I could release and feel the release of frustration during the exercise. Thank you. So, Larry, thank you for being here and releasing people all over the planet from their, you know, self-imposed limitations, fears, pains, aches, anxieties, doubts, frustrations. Is there any final words you have for the audience?
Well, thank you, Darius, for being a facilitator for this area.
Yeah.
My interest in the world is to get everybody to know what they really are, that each one of them is unlimited. Everybody who's listening on this call is totally unlimited and has no limitations, and the limitations are only in your mind. And the release technique will show you how to get rid of those limitations so you can have financial freedom, you can be living the lifestyle you really deserve, and it's not that difficult. You need to make a decision that I'm going to invest in myself so that I can get positive, and then nothing will stop you. If you're not going to invest in yourself and you're not going to get positive, you're going to be here for 5 or 10 years from now, and unfortunately it isn't going to change because you've got some mental viruses in there, and they can be easily removed, but you have to apply yourself. So I recommend that you just wake up and do it.
Yeah. Well, we have Richard who said, hey, Larry and Darius, I followed each caller on this call, and I kept saying yes to each question when Larry asked. I'm feeling lighter, and I also asked to release any energy around my diabetes and lack of abundance. He said he's feeling lighter. He's going to continue with the technique. So just by listening in, people are feeling a shift. We have a bunch of people writing in. All I can say is, Larry, we've had some great, great results. So one lady's going to apply this to her daughter's ear pain. She's going to help other people. So I just want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for sharing this again, Larry. And, you know, I believe, like, really strongly that everybody's entitled to have an amazing life, but we've got to understand how our mind works and really connect to that abundant part of us that is our birthright. And Lester figures it out. You've refined it. You've tested it. You've taught it. And, You know, this is one of the greatest problems of all humanity, is that human beings don't know how to release the parts of their mind that aren't their divine parts. Yeah.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, my friend. It's an incredible call. I'm just kind of flabbergasted at all everybody writing in and everything going on. So I am very excited. Thank you so much, Larry.